All right, we're coming back here. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood, and we have none other than Mark Newlin with us here at Moore's Volvo this morning at 7211 West Broad Street. Please come on out and join us and come meet some of the former Wahoo athletes and pose your questions and enter some excellent drawings for some great prizes. Hobo, tell them what prizes are available.
Yeah, there's an auto detail certificate from Moore's Volvo. We've got a pair of tickets for the UVA North Carolina game coming up on a Thursday in about 2 or 3 weeks.
November 15th.
November the 15th. We have a Wahoo Wah DVD, The History of Cavalier Football, 2 Saber Edge gift subscriptions, and a University of Virginia Football Vault. It's just a terrific book to put on your coffee table with pictures and history of the University of Virginia football program done by the Daily Progress's Jerry Radcliffe.
We're sorry for that that breakdown in the show there. That was a
little technical glitch.
That was just a little technical thing with between broadband, the studio, and us.
That's what happens doing a little remote as opposed to in-studio broadcast.
And we know that Jesse back in the studio at on Basie Road was probably sweating bullets. So thank you, Jesse, for getting us back up. Anyhow, we've got Mark Newlin here, and Mark, let's take a moment and talk about the UVA basketball team for a moment. And going through a little transition year here, but there's some veterans back to play. Obviously, Joe Harris, much as expected of Joe, 6'6", 211 guard, junior player from Chelan, Washington. We've also got none other than Jontel Evans coming back from a little foot injury, but I'm told he is healing up rapidly. We've also got Akil Mitchell, who had a wonderful tour over in Europe this summer, really playing great ball. He's from Charlotte. Darian Atkins, who's from the Landon School, is expected to do a whole lot more this year. And then, of course, we're hoping that Malcolm Brogdon's feet heal up fast. In the meantime, there's some newcomers, Hobo. Who are some of those newcomers?
Evan Nolte, Mike Toby, and Justin Anderson, 3 guys that better contribute fairly soon, because my concern is where are the points coming from? You got a big void to fill with Mike Scott being gone. So, Mark, where do we get the points?
Well, Jim, do you have any eligibility left? we certainly could use your three-point shooting, even though you only got 2 for yours back in the day.
Yeah, you may have to give me a triple screen to get me open anymore. But, you know, if you get me a clean look, I might be able to make one.
Right, quickness may be an issue, Jim, but other than that, I think you can still knock it down.
Quickness was an issue 30-some years ago.
Well, you know, as it was with me.
You know, if you just stand in the corner, maybe they won't notice that you're there.
Well, that's really the test, I think. Where the points going? It's going to be certainly with Mike Scott gone. I think it's going to be more exciting in many ways because everyone's going to have to contribute. And I think there are going to be nights when each guy is going to have to step up, and it's going to be everyone's going to have to, you know, do their part to put points on the board. Certainly, the defense, you know, is going to be there. You know, the best defensive teams in the league and the country.
Yeah, as a coach, do you understand what the pack line defense is?
Well, it's really packing it in. In one sense, it's tougher to do a pack line defense with the 3-point line because in the old day, the pack line was just everyone 1 foot in the lane and make sure that everybody, you know, no one gets to the basket. So you're going to make them shoot a jump shot outside somewhere. So everyone's packed in really tight, force the outside shot, give them nothing penetration to the basket, and just buying into that. There's 5, you have to beat 5 guys to the basket. You can't just beat 1 guy because you're going to run into the next guy who's
right
there and then the next guy. So there should be other guys being ready to take charges as someone drives to the basket.
Well, getting back to that, when I've watched the practices and the games, it seems like the pack line defense is designed to force people back towards the top of the key where there are more defenders and keeping people away from the baseline. Now, whether that's something that they use against every opponent, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, I think it's just you just try to prevent any kind of easy baskets and make them hit contested jump shots. And the more you can force the ball away from the basket and make guys pull up and shoot jumpers and give them nothing attacking the basket, there are not many great jump shooting teams that can beat you on a day-in, day-out basis. They're going to hit some – they're going to be hot some nights, but – if you can prevent people from going to the foul line, prevent them from getting layups, second shots, those type things, you have a really good chance.
I always found it was effective to guard the guy with the basketball. You know, I haven't figured out yet how you score in basketball without the ball. You know, in football, you can tackle somebody and get a safety, you know. But, you know, basketball, I get frustrated once in a while when everybody seems to be focused on where they're supposed to be and they forget the guy with the ball.
Well, certainly, that's the first responsibility, certainly. And the best way to guard somebody is not let them catch it. So if you can prevent your guy from catching the ball, it makes it a lot easier on you to begin with. You don't have to guard him because he never has the ball. He doesn't have it.
And you'll remember Coach Connor. Coach Connor that I played for, and he's a Virginia grad himself, he made reference to how difficult it is in today's college game to guard the guy with the basketball because they don't call palming anymore, you know. So, I mean, if you can carry that thing all over, away from the underneath to get by somebody, it makes it a lot tougher to guard him.
Well, no question about that.
Let's look at the offense this year. Jontel Evans is coming back from wearing the boot, and I understand his rehab is going very well. Much is expected, I guess, of Tevin Jones and Taylor Barnett picking up some slack there to run the point, so to speak, because all the other players in the lineup have pretty clearly defined roles within the offense.
And I don't know if you noticed in the paper, Tevin Jones has been suspended for the first game for violating some team rule.
He didn't go to study hall.
Which is really tough, given our point guard situation, to have another point guard not available all of a sudden.
Well, looking at some of the newcomers that are coming in, Mike Toby at center, there's a lot of high hopes for this young man. I just hope he can keep everything in perspective. 6'11", almost 7 feet tall, coming from the Blair Academy up in New York. Evan Nolte from Milton, Georgia, 6'8", 207, has an excellent outside shot. Much has been discussed there. But the player that's generated the most conversation for 2 years has been Justin Anderson. And he's very explosive. He's left-handed. Has serious elevation skills and has some pretty nice YouTube slam dunks, doesn't he, Hobo?
Yeah, Mark and I had those elevation skills.
Come on.
And then we woke up.
Hobo, you couldn't get three quarters under your heels,
well,
brother.
Well, what impressed me, I saw Justin in an All-Star game last spring when I knew he was coming to Virginia, and what impressed me was not only his physique, he looks like a pro player already, just built, you know, rock solid, but he went flying on it. He went like on a full court playing defense. A guy was going down, and he laid out to try to knock the ball away. So he dove on the floor. Here's this guy, 6'6", and possibly a prima donna type athlete, but he was willing to get some floor burns and play tough defense. And, you know, that impressed me right from in an All-Star game where there's not a lot of defense. He went full steam ahead.
Well, the one thing you know with Coach Bennett, if you're not going to play defense, you're not going to get on the floor.
Exactly, and rightly so.
You know, real quick, I think we need to do a shout-out to John Moreau. We know that you guys are close friends. What do you want to say to Coach former referee John Moreau?
John Moreau, I can't remember a call you ever missed. I'm sure there may have been one in your 25 years, but you were a great ACC official all those years, a good friend, a good worker at Collegiate. Had an office side by side each other for many, many years. But great, great guy, and doing a lot, works a lot with Special Olympics, and University of Richmond does a lot of neat things in the community.
We're about to head to break here, and when we come back, we're going to have Kirby Fields from Moore's Volvo joining us back here to talk about Moore's Volvo and some of their wonderful vehicles and some of their wonderful warranties and service programs they have here at Moore's Volvo. We're headed to break here in just a moment or so. And we thank you for listening. Come back and stay with us.